Our guest at the cafe this morning is Derek Price, and as I always say, it just depends on when he walks in the door what hat he's wearing as to what we'll be talking about, but at least one more time, he's representing Hunt County Public Art.
Yeah, I'll have my art hat on today. So excited about this. We are doing a dedication for a new piece of artwork in downtown Greenville. You know, there have been so many cool projects, yep. And the one we're dedicating this Saturday is Horns and All by Pamela Edwards.
Mm-hmm. This is at 3 p.m. Saturday afternoon, and it's sort of behind the Uptown Forum?
Exactly. If you know where the Uptown Forum building is, there's kind of a parking area behind it, and a lot of traffic goes by there, so it's still a pretty public space, but it's behind the Uptown Forum building.
What is there? There must be a street that runs by the back of the building.
Yep, St. John Street.
St. John
is kind of the one that goes
okay.
by there.
So,
yeah.
So technically, I guess it's on St. John, but the Uptown Forum's at 2610 Lee in downtown Greenville. Horns and All by Pamela Edwards. And before we talk about the new project, she's best known for the High Cotton mural on Washington Street.
Yeah, so it's the same artist that painted the gigantic cotton mural on Daniel Ray's law office downtown, and I believe the biggest mural in the history of Hunt County. She is so incredibly talented and dedicated to put up, mm-hmm. you know, pieces of art of this size. You know, she's one of my favorite people in Hunt County. Such a cool, cool person. When we first met her as the Hunt County Public Art Committee, you know, several years back, she walked in with this idea for the High Cotton mural and was so well-spoken, so thoughtful, so educated, mm-hmm. had these great ideas about it. And we love having her as part of the Greenville art community, and we're very happy to put up a second piece of her artwork.
She grew up in Greenville, am I right?
I believe so. She at least spent part of her childhood here, I believe, and then went off and went to school in California, if I remember right, and now is back here in Greenville. Uh-huh.
The High Cotton mural sort of is representative, not just of cotton, but the whole story of cotton and the
yep. And it even kind of symbolizes the geologic history of this area. Yeah. So she's very much, at least these particular pieces, about the history of Hunt County, the history of Greenville.
Now, this Horns and All mural now that will be unveiled Saturday, this is representative of a horned frog.
It is, yeah. The Texas horned lizard, more commonly called the horny toad.
Yeah.
This is a gigantic piece of artwork. And, you know, some people call it a mural. I call it a mosaic because it's actually made out of little pieces of material. So it's not just paint on the wall. It's made of stone and tile. And this was a surprise to me. Found objects as well. I thought it was just going to be stone and tile when she came to us with the idea. And, you know, come to find out, she incorporated these really cool little historic artifacts in it as well. So you can see like old tools and pieces of metal. When you look closely, it's really, really cool, the stuff that she found and incorporated into it. It just looks spectacular.
We're talking with Derek Price. Derek's representing Hunt County Public Art today, and Horns and All from Pamela Edwards will be dedicated Saturday afternoon at 3 behind the Uptown Forum in downtown Greenville. Now, there's some kind of competition to name the frog?
Yeah, so last year we opened up to public suggestions for what do we want to name this frog, because people were asking what's the thing's name, and the artist didn't know what to tell them. So she knew the piece of the art itself was called Horns and All, but she didn't like name the character in it. So we opened it up for suggestions, and then picked some finalists, and then those finalists we opened up for online voting, and now the winner of the voting, we're going to announce the nickname of the Texas Horned Lizard on Saturday at 3.
Okay. Well, there's this project and one other project that's still ongoing with Hunt County Public Art?
Yes, right in that same area, we're doing another mural right back there. It's these fish characters, each one of them very, very unique, by Laura Ergang. She's the artist who's painting that one. So we're having two big new pieces of artwork in downtown Greenville.
And when will that be unveiled?
Good question. I think it will probably be at some point before too long. It seems like good progress is being made, but it depends on the weather, and you have to be able to close off the parking lot, and you only so many days you can do that, and things like that.
Don't hurry the artist.
I've not heard a date. We'd rather it be done right than done quick.
Right. So you all have decided to bring the Hunt County Public Art series to an end.
At least for now, yeah. We've kind of wound that down. We're leaving the door open. I certainly am, personally. Okay. You know, I'd love to see it kind of continue in maybe a different form, or somebody else pick up the ball and run with it. But as of right now, we don't have a fundraiser planned this spring. We still have some money in the bank for maintenance of the artwork we've put up.
Is that right?
We plan on to continue maintaining them, you know, as long as there's funding there. But we don't, at this point, have plans, any firm plans, at least, to do anything in terms of fundraising and more projects. So
remind us what some of the others have been.
Oh, man, there are so many cool ones. There's a sculpture park in Commerce that has a couple of sculptures. Yep. One of them is Bridge Crossing by J.J. Savage. The other is the Eternal Carousel is the name, by David Zvonnet. Mm-hmm. Several pieces in Greenville. We've got the colorful wall in front of the Herald banner was by Bob Bird, a Commerce artist and art teacher here at the university. Several beautiful, beautiful pieces. One of birds chirping and these kind of multicultural people holding hands in downtown Greenville.
There's the beautiful Bodark tree painting. I would call it on a window in the Commerce Public Library.
That was also by David Zvonnet. Yeah. Yes, he's done two projects as well. Yeah. And that's just beautiful.
Any way of saying how much money you all raised?
I've never totaled it up. I'd say at least a couple of $100,000 total.
Yeah, significant amount of money.
Yeah. Yep, for a small town art project, we're very, very proud of that and so happy with all the people who came out of the woodwork to support this idea.
So the dedication of horns and all, 3 p.m. Saturday behind Uptown Forum.
Absolutely. Great. Looking forward to
all
it.
All right, Derek, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again. Derek Price with Hunt County Public Art. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.